From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is campaigning with First Lady Michelle Obama for the first time in 2 years, hoping to energize Democrats in the final 2 weeks before the national elections. Mrs. Obama has approval ratings higher than her husband's. She stirred up a crowd of more than 30,000 people at a rally on the campus of Ohio State University last evening.
Can we do this? Yes, we can! Can we do this?
Yes, we can!
Are you fired up and ready to go?
NPR's Don Gagne in Columbus says there's a lot at stake for Democrats in Ohio.
Democratic Governor Ted Strickland is trailing in his bid for a second term. Polls show a Republican solidly ahead in the race for an open U.S. Senate seat. And several congressional seats captured by Democrats in the past two elections could go back to the GOP, according to polls. But in Columbus, President Obama warned that a Republican majority would mean a return to failed policies.
Ohio, it is up. It is up to you to tell them we do not want what they are selling. We've been there before and we are not going back.
Mr. Obama is working to boost turnout for Democrats, trying to offset the usual drop-off in voting during non-presidential election years. Don Gagne, NPR News, Columbus.
France's interior minister says Saudi Arabia is warning of a possible al-Qaeda attack soon in Europe and in particular France. He says he has received similar information from the U.S. He's cautioning that the threat must not be overestimated or underestimated. Security expert Robert Strang says it's likely this new warning is part of a series of warnings that have been issued for Europe in recent weeks.
This is kind of a dynamic, fluid situation where people are being arrested. There's continuing source information that's arriving. But the bottom line is that France continues to be the center of attention for the terrorist attack.
The warnings come as France is in the midst of ongoing and widening strikes by public service workers and other unions. Truck drivers in France now joining the protest against the French government's plans to raise the minimum retirement age from 60 to 62. Eleanor Beardsley reports that the clash between the unions and the government is now affecting the French economy.
Television news showed convoys of trucks blocking highways and workers chaining shut the doors of an oil refinery. France's 12 oil refineries are blocked today, and gasoline shortages are being reported around the country. Last night, Prime Minister François Fillon reiterated that the government would not back down on the reform and that there would be no fuel crisis. The right to strike doesn't mean you can block oil depots. That's illegal, he said. We'll do what we have to, but we won't let France be paralyzed by this movement. Opponents of the retirement reform say it unfairly puts the burden on the backs of workers. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
This is NPR News from Washington. At least one person is dead in the Philippines, where a powerful typhoon is battering the region with sustained winds of 140 miles an hour and torrential rain. The storm is losing some of its strength, though, as it moves over land. Still, thousands of Filipinos remain in shelters. Forecasters say the storm is on a track that could take it toward Vietnam, which has already been struggling with the effects of flooding from recent heavy rains. An attack on a NATO convoy in southern Afghanistan has left 9 Afghan security guards dead. The attack occurred in Helmand Province. The police chief of a nearby province says an airstrike by NATO forces has killed 4 suspected Taliban fighters there, fighters who were planting a bomb. The former commander of Canada's largest military base is expected to plead guilty today to the murders of 2 women. Dan Karpinchuk reports the man faces a long list of other charges as well.
Colonel Russell Williams is described as having a Jekyll and Hyde existence. On the one hand, a rising star in the military who flew Queen Elizabeth and the Prime Minister around the country on VIP flights. On the other, allegations of being a depraved sexual predator. More details of Williams' double life are expected to emerge today in an Ontario courtroom. Williams is also expected to plead guilty to the murders of 2 women. He faces more than 80 other charges, including sexual assault and breaking and entering, all dating back to 2007. Williams faces an automatic life sentence with no possibility of parole for at least 25 years. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
The Philadelphia Phillies have evened their National League Championship Series with the San Francisco Giants at a game apiece. Phillies pitcher Roy Oswalt lasted into the 8th inning and scored an insurance run as Philadelphia downed the Giants 6-1. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for